Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Good morning, everybody.
Wow, good morning. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday. That's just crazy. Our little, we always have sound problems, but that's all right. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, everybody. July 6th.
I'm Cannabis Kid, and that's Belle Starr.
Belle Starr, the Cannabis Kid. Oh, my goodness. Hope y'all had a safe 4th of July. We'll just say that. Hope y'all had a safe 4th of July. Yeah, celebrating our independence from England. Very interesting concept when you're up north hanging out with Native Americans. Hope. I'd like to say hi to the Navajo Nation, and thank you for having us up there this weekend. It was an honor and a joy and a blessing, and we hope to do a lot more hanging out with y'all.
Because we like it.
We love it. We love cannabis.
We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah. Call us. What's our phone number? What is it?
646-915-8421.
Yeah, see, it's one of those mornings where just like, who are we? What's going on? Are you my mother?
Are you
one
my mother?
One of those days.
There's so much stuff happening, you know. We, like always, the talk about Arizona going legal.
Two initiatives are on the ballot now. Yeah.
One just popped up recently.
Yeah, and that's the initiative to regulate cannabis like alcohol. And I'm just going to say it. I'm not fans of either initiatives. I know you guys are trying to do something, but you're doing it the wrong way. Those laws, if you vote for them, are worse than they are now. Worse than they are now. And if patients want to grow, don't vote to legalize because all your rights are going to be taken away in a heartbeat because each of these programs say, yeah, you can have 6 plants, you can have 12 plants, sure, go for it. Oh, wait, Pima County says you can't. Oh, I'm sorry. What? Maricopa County says no? Oh, I'm sorry. Guess you can't grow. We were wrong. So the counties have the choice. They have the right to take it away from you. So you know what they're going to do.
They're going to take it away from you.
Yeah, they're going to take it away from you because they don't know that. Anyway, they just don't know. So it's hard. You have to get educated. Please read both initiatives. And people are just signing stuff left and right without looking at it. And it's pretty maddening, you know.
Right.
So people are working hard out there to get the right initiatives out, and people are signing the wrong ones, I think. But just educate yourself. Don't go on what we say. It's just our opinion, our humble little Weekday Wednesday opinion. So just go get out there.
All we're saying is OxyContin and Vicodin users don't go to jail if they have more than 5 or 6 pills on them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or 8 or 9 or 10 pills.
Yeah, and they don't face felonies.
They
for
don't
having
face felony charges because
more
they're using their medicine.
Than they're supposed to have that they're selling on
we're
the street.
We're wondering why this is such a big deal to get people in trouble for the medicine that they have.
Thank you. That's a great question.
I want to know why that there's such drastic measures to keep people in fear of this plant.
Of a plant.
To keep them from using this to
from healing.
The fear is really the biggest thing is that you that your bills, both bills are out on the both measures are out there and both of them are bad measures. They're still treating
patients as felons.
As criminals.
As criminals.
Yeah.
How is that supposed to help that person that's HIV positive? How is that supposed to help that person that got cancer?
Stage 4 cancer.
We're talking about stress. We're talking about them leaving their house to go pick up their medication, and maybe, just maybe, they might need to go and they need to pick up 2 ounces or 3 ounces because they maybe were feeling better that day.
Or 2.5 ounces, but we can legally ask. You know what I'm saying?
Point is that they shouldn't feel like they're doing something wrong for using the medication that they need.
Right. Absolutely. No one should ever feel that way. Yeah. So we've got a blogger that says, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for always having input. So it says, we have a blogger that says, the plant rules haven't been set yet. Knock and talk rules could easily be on only certain strains to be allowed, special tags for each plant, and so giving up property rights and access. So there's so many things to talk about out there. Yeah, that's a good point. Never thought about that. They could go strain specific on us and say, well, you can only grow Charlotte's Web, you can only grow Tsunami, you can only grow Skunk, you know?
Because do you think they would do that?
They do that with the fruits and vegetables that we eat this very day. Our government gives our farmers
The subsidies.
The seeds. Yeah. They give them the seeds, right. And that's all that they can grow. They can't grow outside of that.
Uh-huh.
There's no papayas out there, people.
No papayas.
No papayas.
No mangoes.
No mango. No mango papayas. Both very good medicinal plants, too. Good for digestion, muscle
and
relaxation.
And mangoes got myrcene.
Yeah.
It's one of those subjects that we tend to talk about a lot, and I always, it always gets me up in my,
a little bit
of my anxiety,
because
I'm a patient.
Yeah.
I don't ever carry around that much. I never need that much. But there are some people that are doing new things for their body. They're making their own oils at home. The point is, if they're using it for that amount, then they should be using that amount.
Yeah. Check this out. Let's read a little bit.
All right.
Animal Pot Planet.
Animal Pot Planet.
Many animals have an endocannabinoid system, so they benefit from cannabis too. Dogs. Virtually every month, there's a new story about cannabis saving a canine. In February, the Chi-Town Mommy Mayhem blog reported the story of Leah, a 7-year-old Great Dane with bone cancer. Leah was given the commercial product Canicompanion, a proprietary blend that offers phytocannabinoids and terpenes in capsule form. She went from barely walking to running around the yard and avoided amputation. Leah is also living longer than expected.
Aww, Leah.
Don't you love it?
That's
proof is in the pudding. Birds. Tell us about birds.
Birds?
Yeah.
Hemp seed provides protein and essential fatty acids for feathered friends.
Mm.
Studies indicate that they like the taste, and it boosts their immune systems too. A UK Feed the Birds initiative in 2014 advocates spreading hemp and cannabis seeds over public land.
Mm.
The symbol of the campaign was the linnet, a type of finch whose scientific name is Cardulus cannabinia, after its favorite seed. And a 2013 German study found that chickens fed a hemp seed based diet laid healthier eggs rich in omega-3 fatty acids.
All right.
So that's really cool.
You
can't beat that. We were talking about healthier eggs the other day. Who was I talking to about that?
Yeah. You know, if you do buy the omega-rich enriched eggs in the store, the yolks are a lot darker.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about how a lot of the birds that are cage-free they're in still these pinned area.
Right, out of the cage.
But you're not getting the area that they enjoy.
They need to live healthy, happy
lives.
Yeah,
so some of the eggs were coming out, the shell were coming out thin.
Yeah.
Or even not even there, just the embryo. That's really good to know that they're healthier, stronger eggs.
Well, your environment plays such a huge role in how you live.
You would think that some of the feedlots would start feeding some of their birds that instead of giving them antibiotics.
Sure. And when our marijuana tax stamp came into law, 1937 or such, they went to Congress, you know, and they said, you guys don't need marijuana, you don't cannabis, you don't need hemp, anything. But the bird seed people said, yes, we do. So they're exempt from it. The bird seed people can have hemp and have hemp. Denatured hemp. They can't grow it, but the birds can eat it for their lustre.
For their endocannabinoid system.
Endocannabinoid system. It's the early day, guys. We're just starting on our tea. That's lemon skunk. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't let them have Carmelicious because
I fall asleep.
Yeah, and within minutes, like during a radio show.
It's amazing stuff. Yeah. If you have ever tried Carmelicious,
it'll knock you out.
For any sleeping problems.
Veterinarians should use Carmelicious for animals.
They shouldn't put it in a dart size. A tranquilizer.
That's what they probably did back in the day. They had Carmelicious.
Tranquilize their little animals with that.
Ooh, good job. So check this out. Horses. Cannabis has been used to treat horse injuries since antiquity. Today, there's Lame Away, a commercially available non-psychoactive topical offering therapeutic relief from inflammation that traditional meds and other alternative therapies fail to provide. Meanwhile, the Plains Industrial Hemp Company uses the soft inner core of the cannabis stalk to make horse bedding, which has an absorbency 6 times its own weight, allowing horses more comfort in their stalls after urination. Wow. See, and check it out. We talk about this all the time.
I'm amazed right
now. I know,
now.
I'm just like so floored.
I'm blown away.
There's a whole other business and industry that's providing hundreds and thousands of jobs out there. Like, this is great.
Basement
people.
Level,
I love
folks.
It.
Basement
I
level.
I love it. Monkeys. SIV, the primitive equivalent of HIV. Aww. Causes a form of AIDS in the rhesus macaque. The rhesus macaque.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm not saying that right. One of the world's most numerous macaque. Okay. The rhesus macaque. Thank you. One of the world's most numerous monkey species. In a 2014 study by the Louisiana State University, researchers administered THC for 17 months to male monkeys that were infected with SIV. The primates who received a twice daily dose consistently had higher numbers of healthy cells. The THC also reduced viral load, SIV in the blood, and it reduced tissue inflammation. Wow. Good for the monkeys. Aww. Good for the cows. It's good for the cows, too.
See? Chickens and feedlots.
Yeah.
Why isn't there?
Hey, and
all these antibiotics that we're using in all of our food, our meat products?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Real. Let's talk about cows.
Swiss farmers previously fed their livestock a beneficial and began hemp. Beneficial?
Yeah.
And begin...
Oh, benign hemp.
Oh. Beneficial and benign hemp fodder. But in 2005, the Federal Agriculture Office outlawed this practice after a government study indicated that the THC was being passed into the dairy milk. However, the research involved feeding THC pills to the cows. It didn't utilize the same low THC hemp fodder actually given to the bovines. Individual farmers blacked and banded, reporting that the cows fed the hemp fodder were healthier and produced more milk. So the hemp pills was turning up in the milk. We do know that.
Right.
But the hemp that they were feeding them was perfectly fine.
Right.
But they banned it all.
Yeah. And hemp's going to be the...
You wonder where all these decisions are being made. I always want to know who was on that front line.
Who's on the board of that?
Right there that said, you know what, it's ignorance. It's ignorance about that this plant has... eating it is incredible for the body. Stalks, roots, leaves, seeds.
Every part of the plant is usable.
Every part of this plant is usable and edible, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I encourage people to try eating it, putting it in your smoothie.
Juicing it.
If you have stems left over.
Oh, my gosh.
Powder those things down in a coffee grinder and add that to your smoothies every morning. Do it. See what it does. You're not using them.
Well, yes, you're not. And
what are you going to do with
it? No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. It doesn't do if you don't feel anything with it.
They also used to take the roots and the stems and soak them for
arthritis. Make a tincture in alcohol.
A balm, salve, lotion to help with all sorts of things. Check this out. High Times Dog of the Year. I love it.
Oh, right.
This is great. A very cool dog in Laurel, Missouri, who's a good boy, dragged home a big bag of weed only to have his owners turn it over to the cops.
Oh.
The dog's owners, who were not identified in the police report, at first thought their pet had brought home a bag of garbage before realizing it was, in fact, a pound of pot. Oh, Mississippi, sorry. Mississippi decriminalized possession of 30 grams. The pooch's haul would have constituted a felony. Hope he doesn't go to jail. However,
doesn't go to jail, folks.
Yeah, they'll put that dog in jail. The cops confiscated the pot and no arrests were made.
Oh, thank God.
An investigation is ongoing. We can only assume this dog listens to Redmond, who once pondered the appropriate action to take if one were to find a bag of weed on the floor. Pick it up. Unfortunately, the pup's efforts were wasted on square owners.
Hello.
That's great, though. Oh my God, where's my laugh track? You gotta love that. Mile higher. Despite the incredible progress made by the marijuana movement in recent years, cannabis is still not taken seriously by some. When it was reported April 1st that the dispensary chain Native Roots is interested in acquiring naming rights to the stadium where the reigning Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos play, most new outlets assumed it was an April Fool's Day prank, but the news was no joke. The company even prepared a rendering of the potential branding above. Oh, they've got a tiny little picture. But acknowledged that they may ultimately have to lose the giant pot leaf.
Yeah. Mm.
Really. Sports Authority currently pays $6 million a year for the stadium naming rights. However, the company recently declared bankruptcy, meaning the rights could soon be available.
Mm-hmm.
Native Roots confirmed they have the capital to acquire naming rights, according to founder and partner Rhett Jordan. Native Roots was born and raised in Colorado, and we are the natural candidate for this.
Mm.
Wow, that's really interesting.
How do you feel out with advertising with the pot leaf?
It's a plan. Yeah. I think it's fine.
Uh-huh.
I think it's fine. It's the leaf. It's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. You could use the bud.
I think tastefully done.
I think it's fine.
Totally fine.
Look at the Tumbleweed Health Center logo. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. That's right. Come see us. Come get certified, folks. This year, we are celebrating 5 years of being in business. This is fantastic. Oh, my God. My head is almost all gray. I bet.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah. Almost, he says. You're not supposed to do that. No, Bellstar. Those are wisdom streaks. So come on down and see us. Come get certified. Come get some information. Come get some education. Come get some hemp oil.
Come get a hug.
Come get some hemp balm. Come get a new vaporizer. It's got some killer
tons of products there.
On there. Lots of products.
Yeah.
We've got hemp oils and balms, salves, capsules,
a nice
candy.
Little shipment of new holy smokes.
And we've got some new organic. If you guys are vaporizing out there, thinking about this today, if you're vaporizing out there, you shouldn't be going anywhere but to Tumbleweeds Health Center to get your organic vaping tonics. These are organic herbs and spices that you use. They help potentiate whatever mood you want to make.
They go hand in hand with your cannabis.
Yep, right.
You can add them to your waxes, dabs, and concentrate.
Yeah. I don't think you would put them on the dry.
No, you wouldn't want to put it on the dry. And, you know, there's a other brand out there. It's an artificial company, and they advertise in High Times. They, you can put their product on dried weed.
Really?
And so, you know where that came in was adding flavor to your dry weed because it was so bad.
Mm.
You don't really have to do that these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even, if you're still getting stepped on weed, it's still really good.
It's really good, yeah. We get better.
Better than the brick stuff. I mean, people are still getting the brick stuff out there.
Oh,
maybe you guys should get the...
I don't know why.
You can put holy smokes on your...
Yeah, on your brick. Hey, that might actually dry out some of the...
really good stuff in it.
It might actually hydrate the plant.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you can get your holy smokes down at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard.
Tumbleweed Health Center. Oh, you know what I love to play when we start talking about tumbleweeds? We'll do
if you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Right on. And you can contact Tumbleweeds if you want to give them a phone call, 520-838-4430. You can email. We're really quick with email. thctucson@gmail.com.
Super fast.
Then come on down, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Suite 103, we're in the back. So check, this is a nice, we were laughing about how High Times magazine comes out, and they're like 4 years ahead of their own time. So what month is this?
It's July.
Okay, so we're good.
We just got into July, but we are actually
reading
August's magazine.
Okay.
Which I think, hey, you guys are up to beat. That's awesome.
We're close. So you can buy these down at Tumbleweed Health Center. Got Mr.
Kalisa. Who says cannabis users are lazy? You guys are like a month ahead of everybody.
Of everything, yeah. That's just saying. All right.
I'm just saying.
A balm for wellness. People love the balm. They come in all the time, especially arthritis user. I've never seen so many happy arthritis people, patients in my life. They come in, they're like, give me that balm. I need some of that lotion. This stuff rocks. They can make fists. They can move their fingers. They can move their joints and their legs and walk better. I can kick and scream.
Stretch.
There you go.
I'm 50.
There you go. As we approach, it's coming, son.
It's coming.
You laugh and make fun of us now. I ain't 50, 40-something. We'll go 40-something. A balm for wellness. So write this down. Here's a little recipe. Maybe I'll have Cannabis Kid blog out the balm recipe here. You can blog it out there if you want. As we approach the fall sports season, cannabis is and will continue to be a hot topic. As more players and teams embrace its therapeutic value, the athlete who already enjoys the luxurious natural pain management benefits of spa treatment will really appreciate the game-changing effects that come from supercharging the experience with cannabis. I love it, supercharging. In my book, The Cannabis Spa at Home, I teach a set of temperature techniques in my quick start chapter for working with olive oil, which I believe, and some science research has demonstrated, is the best fat for extracting cannabinoids and the other essential ingredients of cannabis, such as terpenes. Olive oil is a versatile fat that requires no other ingredient to become a soft ointment or a hard salve in the refrigerator or freezer. This recipe will let you create your very own batch of soothing salve at home. Okay, so let's just, disclaimer, we're just going to send out a big disclaimer. Haven't read the book, don't know this person. This is Sandra Hinchcliffe. Sandra. Well, Miss Sandra made it. Sandra, if you want to come on air and talk with us, that'd be great. We haven't tried it, but this looks like a nice, healthy balm. So if you want to write this down, 3 bay laurel leaves, 10 whole cloves, 1 whole lemon chopped in 8 pieces, 2 grams keef, or cold water hash, or the equivalent in flowers. You can use as much cannabis as your needs require. This amount is a good starting point for your first sports topical.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. 1 cup plus 1 tablespoon olive oil, and then 3 to 5 cups water to ensure that the water doesn't run low and scorch the oil during the simmering process. You may add more water as needed. Put everything in a pan and cover and simmer on medium for 60 minutes. Without uncovering, allow it to cool for about 30 minutes. Strain through a fine mesh strainer into a glass bowl and allow the oil and water to separate completely. Using a turkey baster or syringe, carefully remove the oil from the top of the water, leaving just a slight slick of oil on the surface to ensure that no water has been taken up into the baster or syringe. We'll make use of that leftover oil slick and herbal water in a warm athletic wrap, so don't throw it away.
Making like a
warm
little,
athletic wrap. I love it. Compact.
Pulp.
There we go. Empty the contents of the baster or syringe into a clean glass container with a lid. Harden the salve. Screw the lid on tightly and place in the freezer for 3 to 6 hours to let it harden. Next, you'll want to make a warm wrap to use on your aching muscles, joints, or sprains with the rest of the oil slick and the herbal cooking water. Warm these leftovers again to a temperature as hot as you can stand it, then soak a clean towel or wrap in it and soak everything up. Wrap around the affected area of your body for 15 to 20 minutes. When you remove the salve from the freezer, it will be hard, cool, and easy to manipulate and apply to your skin. When you're finished using the salve, just put it back in the freezer to set up again. Wow, that's fantastic. That's a really nice recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I like the clothes, you know.
That comes from the Cannabis Spa at Home.
Yeah, so check that out. We're going to have to contact Sandra and get her on here.
That would be a fun book to have.
Yeah.
I wonder what other fun things she has in there.
You know what other fun things we have?
Puff, puff, puff. Puff, 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 puff,
into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to hold those gloves. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Awesome, so
it is awesome. This is so freaking awesome. It's freaking
really
little
state.
Children listening. What? Huh? What?
Well, we do live in a state where we are very lucky to get to consume cannabis.
Very lucky.
You know, other states are not as lucky as we are. They live in fear of going to jail every day.
You know what, though? I still live in fear.
You still live in fear, Belle?
Yep, I still live in
Why
fear.
Why are you still feeling like you're feeling in fear?
Because the police still look down on it. Even though you're a patient, you know, even though I'm sitting in my own home peacefully partaking with my pal.
Right.
Alliteration. If they came to the door, I'd still be like, you still got that thing in your head, like
that's
you're doing
scary.
Something wrong. You know, like, oh, you
like,
shouldn't
well,
be doing that.
Like, well, as Urban said, it
shame
was like
you.
This bred into us. Like, we've
yes,
lived
it
and loved
it's
in
cellular.
Fear.
Cellular.
We our were, parents
yeah.
felt it.
So we were born
fearing
with that
it.
Fear in us.
And the fear of God, I mean, in some cases, you know.
Whoa.
You know,
heavy.
Religious parents put
yeah.
the fear of God into you.
Oh, yes, that's what you mean. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but,
wow.
What kind of fear did you think that was telling, talking about?
I don't know. God likes cannabis. I'm like, there's no fear from God. I don't fear God. I fear the cop.
It was the parent telling the children that, you know,
reefer madness.
Damnation, you know.
I love that word, damnation.
Oh, I know. My mom used
oh,
it so many
Lord.
Times. We come from the Midwest. It's very religious back there. It's good folk. It's, you know, like drugs are bad.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, you know, why? Why were drugs made bad? Why was this one made bad? Because of lies and because of greedy people in industries. And, you know, we have to keep on going back to that or we'll forget it each time. Because if we're not actually paying attention to the truth
mm-hmm.
and why this continues to be outlawed,
mm-hmm.
we need to go back to that because it's the
yeah.
same reason now. It's because of greed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once we take that out of the equation where greed is not the reason, there's more than enough to go around, folks. Believe you me. This is
yeah,
a world who has been...
Oh, there's so much to share.
It has
so
been
much to
so...
share. Yeah.
Hmm. The word is I'm trying to.
We just
think.
Had dead air. That's it. You can't even handle.
Well,
it.
That's what I feel right there.
The clump.
The dead air.
No.
The
yeah.
clump.
No, it's not even. Oh boy. You know what? I don't get Facebook. Can anybody
what's
help me
on?
Out there? I can't find the post that I posted. And I post
do
things.
You think
I wake up in
post
the early
to
morning.
Your Facebook
I posted.
Page?
I posted. You get to pick your. And I can't find it. Okay. Here's an article. We're reading from the Weed Blog. They're good. I like them. I like the Weed Blog.
Weed Blog is good.
Yeah.
I do like that.
when traditional painkillers are not effective, managing pain with medical marijuana. And this is what we find. We get a lot of patients that come in and they say, you know what? My doctor had me try Vicodin, but now I've been using it for so long, you know, that I feel addicted. And, see, I don't know how to use Facebook.
Sorry,
I posted it on my own page.
Sorry.
It's somewhere.
It's getting out there, folks. It's getting out there. It might not be
getting
to you, but it's getting out there.
We'll get it to you. I'm so sorry. I was sitting on the table with one of my best friends creating our presidency when we were supposed to be learning computer class in the eighth grade. It was a long time ago. I became the president, AVP. She became the vice president. And this is why I can't do Facebook. Kids, pay attention in school. Okay, so when you don't want traditional painkillers, go with medical marijuana. Did you know that marijuana has been used to treat pain since prehistoric times? Yep, as the debate about medical marijuana gets heated, one would think this is a modern ideology. On the contrary, an ancient Chinese surgeon, Hao Tu, did I say that right?
Yeah, we're going with it.
Okay, is the earliest person recorded to have administered cannabis as anesthesia during surgery. Hemp was also among the herbs used for food, specifically a source of fiber in Taiwan during those early days. Today, medical researchers have profound proof that marijuana is among the valuable drugs that could be utilized for treating different ailments. In fact, the current debates and massive legalization of medical marijuana in various states in the U.S. could be attributed to such scientific findings. Moreover, I love these fancy words. It's noteworthy that the recent decisions are not based on a superficial short-term research. On the contrary, renowned medical institutions have been undertaking intensive studies on the subject of medical marijuana for the past 20 years. The research has been ongoing even after its ban as a prescription medicine in 1937. Medical marijuana and chronic pain, for anyone dealing with chronic pain, their priority is to find an effective way to manage their health condition. The discussion about the legalities, risks, administration methods does not feature significantly in their concerns. The good news is that those entrusted with their well-being are optimistic about medical marijuana. Healthcare providers believe that the drug is a timely breakthrough for those battling chronic pain. Because you see, when you have pain, severe pain, and you're given Vicodin or morphine or Dilaudid, they're supposed to be short term. You know, it's supposed to help you get through that initial onset of things. But what about people with broken backs and smashed vertebrae and things that aren't going away?
Right.
You know, things
they're
that,
always going to have that.
Yeah.
Pain.
Cannabinoids could be used to lessen pain and spasticity resulting from nerve damage, such as that common with those suffering from HIV/AIDS. This application of cannabinoids is espoused by a 2007 research by San Francisco General Hospital researchers who studied effects of smoking marijuana on peripheral neuropathy associated with HIV. They let one group of their participants smoke marijuana thrice a day, while the rest were given a cigarette without any THC, tetrahydrocannabinol. What they had.
Interesting. Placebo number one.
Those who use marijuana registered a 34% decrease in pain when the rest experienced only 17% reduction. The above application of medical marijuana could also work for patients with spinal cord injury and anyone suffering from multiple sclerosis, MS. Though cannabinoids, CBD, are believed to be among the most effectual pain relievers for terminal conditions, some studies show that they work better if coupled with opioids.
Mm-hmm.
In June 2015, Clinical Review in PubMed went further to list various conditions that could be managed effectively using medical marijuana based on the existing scientific literature on the subject. Other than chronic pain, cannabinoids could be used to ease pain and inflammation caused by arthritis and other autoimmune diseases, enhance the appetite, and prevent excess weight loss, common with HIV/AIDS patients, as well as inhibit multiplication of cancer cells. It could also be used to suppress nausea in patients after chemotherapy and radiation treatment. So, but we already have traditional painkillers, you may say. As mentioned above, some of these traditional painkillers perform better if mixed with medical marijuana. Nonetheless, it would be helpful to look at the efficacy and safety of medical marijuana and traditional prescriptions for pain management. Interestingly, many of these studies on medical marijuana indicate that cannabis is less addictive and without fatal overdose consequences, unlike most licit prescription drugs. This is a welcome relief in a situation where prescription drug overdose kills about 46 people daily in the United States. And that number went down, 25% after all this legalization started happening with medical marijuana? 46 people a day. That's ridiculous. In fact, this safe therapeutic profile of cannabis could explain why those states that legalized medical marijuana experienced 24.8% fewer deaths related to prescription drug overdose since 1999 to 2010. 24.8% fewer deaths. The poll showing a decline in such deaths were published by JAMA International Medicine in August 25th, 2014. So among the major concerns about this drug is the perception that one has to smoke it. As a substance surrounded by a lot of myths, it makes many uncomfortable to imagine smoking cannabis, especially in public. It is true that better results are attained when smoked. However, doctors are looking at the other possibilities where extracts could be packaged in forms familiar with patients, such as pills, vaporizers, edibles, and others. So,
you know, there's just so much ways to use this medicine. There's syrups.
Yeah. Oil.
Dried apricots.
Yeah, we love that one. That's a good one.
Which is such a great one, you know.
And then there's your brownies and your gummy bears and your candy bars.
Right. You can go healthy. You can go candy. You can go...
Mm-hmm. Go wherever you want.
Go wherever you want.
You can do barbecue sauce.
You can do seasoning.
Yep. Also,
you can do olive oil. You can do
butter.
Salad dressing.
Yeah, salad dressings are great. And butter is fantastic if you get a nice butter recipe, like this salve recipe was really nice and simple. Get a nice butter recipe, and I think it's, 2 sticks of butter, 1/8 of cannabis, and some water. And you simmer it for 4 to 8 hours. And then you let the water and the butter separate. Strain it through. We use pantyhose. It's better than cheesecloth. So you can even do it if you get a really fine strainer. Separate that out. You got some nice butter. Stick it back in the fridge. Let it harden back up. You can put it on your toast, on your pasta. You know, just put your finger in there. Take a little lick. You know, just get a little in you.
And as Bell was saying about the butter, You can also do that same way with coconut oil, which makes it a little more versatile, meaning you can use it as, you know, a salve.
Salad dressing.
Cookies.
Well, butter.
You can do, is there anything that was used for butter, or you can substitute coconut oil. But the coconut oil can be used as a moisturizer, things like that. So if you're adding it with other essential oils, it can be actually used in so many different ways. So infusing coconut oil for many different things, and your butter is for cooking. So if you're a vegan, go ahead and go with the coconut oil too. So many different ways. As we were talking about some of these five-course marijuana menu. High times.
A five-course marijuana menu?
So the first one, you've got appetizers are bacon-wrapped dates. Says this one's one of my favorite classic appetizers. I would make an Asiago stuffed date wrapped in bacon at the cannabis cup for friends, family, and staff. The combination of salty, savory, sweet, and the cheesy never fails to please. The version comes to us from Herb Master of the Arts, Cooking with Cannabis by Chef Lori Wolf and Melissa Parks. This sounds absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
6 pitted dates, 2 tablespoons of goat cheese to fill your dates, 4 tablespoons of cannab butter, and 8 strips of bacon cut in half crosswise. Go ahead and preheat your oven to 325, and with a small knife, make a slit in each date and separate it open. In a small bowl, thoroughly combine the goat cheese and the can of butter. Divide the mixture among the dates, pressing it into each of the center and closing the dates after filling. Wrap the bacon around each stuffed date. Put the dates semi-side down and on the baking sheet, and bake until crisp for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now. Stop it. Well,
and we've got this one. This one is the soup, which comes after your little appetizer.
And then you can also go to Tumbleweed Cell Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, and buy the magazine. Come on down.
Uh-huh.
And there are so many recipes in here. Look at that pie. I can't even handle it.
That is a banana biscuit. Cream pie.
Oh, that's why.
Bananabis.
That's why I went right to that. That's mm-hmm. my favorite, bananabis.
You want me to just give that one out really quick?
Do it.
So this one is, the recipe was created by High Times Cannabis Cup champion pastry chef Amber, the winner of 3 awards in the best edibles category for Greenway. Make yourself an experience, the bliss of pie times. If you're really feeling fancy, use Chiquita bananas and strawberry banana cannabis or hash to infuse this amazing treat.
All right.
Chiquita banana or strawberry banana cannabis.
I love it.
3.5 cups of half and half. 8 bananas divided, 1 gram of hash oil, 1 vanilla bean, 1 cannabis stick, 1.5 cup of sugar, 1.5 tablespoon of salt.
Yeah.
Do not make that mistake.
So scratch the
tablespoon. 1.5 a teaspoon of salt, 2.5 cornstarch, 1 tablespoon of flour, and 3 egg yolks lightly beaten. And you can find all of it
in the High Times magazine.
At the High Times magazine.
Oh my gosh.
It looks amazing though.
Hey, does anybody want to know where Trump stands on weed?
Yeah, where does he?
You want to hear about it?
He probably doesn't even care.
Well, with legalization becoming more of a bipartisan issue by the day, and Congress allowing medical marijuana to be prescribed by prescribed to veterans, and no fines for banks working with the cannabis industry, the likelihood of any presidential nominee coming into office and dismantling the state's laws already enacted seems incredibly unlikely. And with that in mind, we look at the likelihood of Donald Trump to expand marijuana access across the country. MPP released their grade for every presidential candidate, and here's what they had to say about the Trump. He gets a C+. Yeah, I don't know. Where does he stand? In 1990, Trump said he favored legalizing all drugs, but more recently he said he opposed legalizing and regulating marijuana for adult use. He supports legal access to medical marijuana, and he believes states should be able to set their own marijuana policies with regard to adult use. What has he said? Quote, in terms of marijuana and legalization, I think that should be a state issue, state by state. Marijuana is such a big thing. I think medical should happen, right? Don't we agree? I think so. And then I really believe we should leave it up to the states. And he said that in 2015. That's the Washington Post. October 29th.
Leave it up to the states.
And then he says, I say regulating marijuana is bad. Medical marijuana is another thing, but I think it's bad and I feel strongly about that. Moderator says, what about the states' rights aspect of it? If they vote for it, they vote for it. But I think medical marijuana 100%. And that came from C-SPAN in 2015. And then he says, oh, we're losing badly to the war on drugs. You have to legalize drugs to win that war. You have to take the profit away from those drug czars. That was 1990. Overall, we can expect marijuana laws established by the states to remain intact regardless of the outcome of the election. However, expansion of fights for legalization is really going to come down to each state ballot with initiatives for medical or full recreational access. As with the legalization of gay marriage, we see if more and more states come into the fold, the fight for legalization will gain unstoppable momentum. Should be unstoppable. What do you guys think? What do you think? I mean, do you think it's okay? Okay, so here's my question with these. I'm so torn with these two initiatives that are coming up. Do you think it's better to vote for a bad initiative or just to leave it until our government just says, okay, go, which I think is going to happen in a few years anyway. I think a couple years down the road, maybe 3 to 5 years, maybe 10 even, but it'll happen soon where the government just says, you guys are already doing it yourself, so here are our rules, right?
Right.
So do it. If you're going to do it, do it. That's up to you.
You have to abide by these right here.
Yep, it's up to you. So it's going to happen. But what do you all think? Legalizing in a bad way or waiting? That's a hard question. Do we vote for something this time around that looks like it's worse than what we have now? I mean, they're going to only allow us to have an ounce on us, not the 2.5 ounces even, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so they're taking an ounce and a half away right there. They're taking your... That's a lot of medicine for people that cook with it, you know, that need to make their own salves, that need to juice with it.
Yeah, that don't.
People that juice with it, 2.5 ounces, done.
Right.
Bam, you're done. Your juice is
so
over.
True.
You know?
So you
really need to read the initiatives.
I think you need to start talking about the patients who are using it. You need to start asking them how much they're using. I think you need to find out why they're using. Don't make them criminals.
Yeah. Don't make them criminals.
These people are already sick as it is.
Yep. They are. You know what? Speaking of being sick, this is the most important thing you should do when you're purchasing medicine, when you're using it from other people.
Yep.
Make sure it's tested. Colorado is going to start requirement for for testing meds. There you did.
It's awesome.
New medical marijuana testing regulations, which match current requirements for retail marijuana, go into effect. They went into effect July 1st in Colorado. The rules included medical marijuana concentrates and medical marijuana infused products. I love that. I hate that word lace. People are like, oh, it's lace with weed. No, you lace something with LSD.
You didn't get roofied, okay?
Yeah. Roofied. There you go, using that word.
It means you got laced or something.
The new rules require testing for microbials, E. coli, salmonella, and total yeast and mold. And that's for flower, infused, and concentrates. Also, solvent-based medical marijuana concentrates must be tested for residual solvents. Products are also visually inspected for mold and filth. Oh, I love it. Filth. They call it filth. Mold and filth. Because people grow dirty weeds.
Yeah.
It's got to be clean.
It's got to be clean.
The new regulations also determine THC potency for medical marijuana-infused products meant to be homogeneous. This product will fail potency testing if 10% of the infused portion contains more than 20% of the product's total THC content. Oh, that's awesome. The THC tested cannot vary more than plus or minus 15%. Because that's the thing. You go buy a candy bar and you take a bite. What if you got all of it in that one bite? Yikes.
Oh.
That would be bad.
Sit down. Let it pass.
Yeah.
Grab a good
sleep
book.
It off. Oh, just close your eyes. Get a blanket. Potency testing must include concentration levels of THC, THCA, CBD, CBDA, and CBN. Initially, a cultivator must submit 4 samples of each strain for potency 1 week apart, then a new sample to be tested again at least once every 6 months thereafter. Validation of process testing for contaminants is required annually, in which every harvest from at least 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the products, is tested. If the production process passes, testing is not required until the following year. A production batch of medical marijuana is only exempt from testing, except solvent testing, as long as the entire batch is being used to make medical marijuana-infused products, which are then tested. I don't like that. You know why? You can put mold and filth right into something. How do you eagle eye that when it's tested and when it's cooked into something?
That's so scary.
Yeah, that's
even
really
worse.
Scary. That's worse. We know people that do that here, and you know what we say? You don't cook mold. You don't smoke mold. You don't cook filth. You don't infuse
moldy,
it into
you
something.
Don't use it.
It should be tested prior. That's what we need to talk about. The fall rules are available online here, so you can click a little button. In fact, we'll post this little article that we're getting from the Cannabis Business Times here, so you can all check it out. But really, that's not a really...
Growing condition.
Okay.
Let's get to growing condition.
Well, the regulations on test criteria begin at Section M712, and the details of testing program begin at M1500, whatever they mean. The new mandated testing is more stringent than the previous rules, but will provide some consistency in medical marijuana products, says David Kunick, CEO of Pazoo, Inc., a medical cannabis testing lab. We want to ensure that the end user gets the safest, most consistent product possible, says Kunick. I think it's great for the industry. I think it's showing the rest of the country that this drug needs to be taken on a more serious level. The cost of testing could be a strain for small grow operations that haven't had to test yet, says Luke Mason, president of Orem Labs in Durango, Colorado. But medical edible dosages will be significantly improved with more quality control in the production process that comes with required testing. Growers could feel the pressure of testing but shouldn't expect it to stop coming, says Kunick. If the growers are upset with the rules and regulations getting tighter and stricter, it's going to happen no matter what. He says if it doesn't happen now, it'll happen 6 months from now, next year. And some of the growers are very happy with the tighter rules because they feel they make a great product. Yeah, I think it's a good thing. Mandatory testing will be phased in over time, starting with flower potency, says Mason. CBT was unable to confirm whether all testing is mandatory effective July 1st or implemented at a later date. The labs are all working to be ahead of the curve when medical marijuana testing comes online in regards to staffing and instrumentation capacity, he says, adding that it's difficult to predict the capacity since the official dates for mandatory medical testing are still up in the air. Initial rounds of proficiency testing in Colorado show the licensed and certified labs are proficient in testing flower potency and working with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to develop testing protocols for other products, says Mason. But a mandate is necessary to bring medication to one standard, says Kunick, who is also a physical therapist. When you take your Advil or Aleve, you want it to work every single time, he says. If we're truly going to use this as a medication as professionals, you need to have consistency. We say that all the time. And, we're hoping so much that more and more guides to dosing will come out because people go in, especially brand-new users, and they get a candy bar. And people say, just eat half. That's all I'd eat. And they go home and they eat half. And they have a really bad experience, and they have a horrible, horrible time, and they don't ever want to try cannabis again.
Because it's freaked them out.
Because it's totally freaked them out. We say start with a half a milligram to maybe 3 milligrams, and that would be a lot for a brand new user, 3 milligrams maybe. Just get it in your system, a little bit at a time. You don't want to scare yourself. You don't want to scare your body. You don't want to have a bad experience. Sure. And there are nice ways to get it in your system. If you don't want to smoke, you can vaporize because the inhalation of cannabis is pretty instantaneous. You feel the effects right away. So if you're in bad pain, you can come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, and come get the packs too. We love this little vaporizer. It's great. Super simple to use. Grinds a little herb. There's a little magnetic lid on the bottom. You simply flip that open. put your urban, put that back on. It seals up for you. You press your button and you go. You just breathe in. And it's got fun, fancy games and tunes and things you can do. You can play games with your friends if you want to have fun with it. If you just want to...
What?
Yeah, there's games you can play. There's lights that light up.
I would
up.
Like to hear
there's
some.
There's sounds that... Oh, there's it's super fun. Super fun. Come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center, and we'll explain how to use that fax. Oh, it's a great deal. But seriously, be careful when you go use edibles, you know?
Yeah.
Seriously, you can't just go into a shop if you're a new user and say, I'll take a bag of gummies and eat the whole bag. Well,
that's
I just tell people to bite the head off. You're probably getting about a third of that gummy bear, and that's about maybe 3 milligrams of cannabis, which for a brand new user is that's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't totally feel the effects at first, that's okay. You just don't want to scare yourself into feeling anything, you know what I mean?
It's very true.
So,
you want to get into a situation where...
You don't want to get into a situation at all. Don't get into a situation.
No situation.
And if you're a new user, use with a friend. Use your cannabis with a friend. Medicate for the first time with a friend so you don't have a scary experience because that high, quote-unquote, seems to scare a lot of people. And let me say what's wrong, a little bit of happy, but for some people, the energy it can give them, the creativity it can give them can cause anxiety. It can be a little too much. So if you're prone to anxiety, be careful with what strains you choose. Probably stay away from the sativa strains that usually give you a little more energy, things like that. Maybe a nice indica, helpful for anxiety.
Yeah.
There was an article I posted somewhere on the internet about cannabis and ADHD, helping calm people down a little bit. Talk to people at Tumbleweed. Come on down and say, hey, you know, I've got this or that. What do you think? What might be a good strain for me? How much should I use? What should I take? I don't want to smoke, so what can I do?
Look at other options for you.
Yeah, help you look at other options. There's videos going on down. There's educational movies going on down at Tumbleweed. There's a lot of books you can just sit and read in the library. If you want to just sit down there and sit on one of their cozy couches, there's a whole shelf full of books you can read. We've got books you can buy if you want to take something home. We've got some incredible cookbooks down there. Aunt Sandy, that's an amazing Aunt Sandy's cookbook. It's awesome. And then there's ST Owners. Donor's cookbook. And they both have some medical cannabis history. They have little lessons on how to cook your oils and such. So like they were saying with the salve recipe, you want to make sure there's enough water in your recipe so you don't burn it off. But they teach you how to cook with it and how to use it and what method might be best for you, whether it's a balm or a salve, whether it's a lotion or a tincture, whether it's a gummy bear or a joint or a balm. Water pipe, whatever it is, you know, a candy, a sucker, some tea. They have medical cannabis tea, which is lovely. And juicing, we're hoping is going to be just a really big deal out there. Coming very soon. Juicing fresh, raw.
To a possible Jamba Juice near you.
Yeah, exactly. No. Jaw, ganja juice.
Ganja juice.
Ganja juice near you. TM. TM.
Oh, TM.
Ganja juice near
you.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my Lord. You
have so many ideas.
Oh, where's
ideas?
The laugh track in this place to have it? Oh, speaking of laughing, do you all know that if you want to buy good cannabis in Arizona, it costs $350 an ounce?
What?
Yeah, that's in Phoenix for some banana kush. Oh,
that would be going good with
I love
your
banana
kush. Cream pie.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really good. So if you're in Alabama, though, it's only $335. Let's see what's going on in Montana. You can get some Blue Dream for $260. Check this out. In Tennessee, commercial merch, $120 an ounce. Don't go there, Tennessee. Hold out for the good stuff. Wisconsin, you can get some Bruce Banner for $360. And let's do a little international trading here. In Canada, Montreal, you can get Super Silver Haze for Canadian and for $200 Canadian. And in Toronto, you get Blue Dream for $180. And in the United Kingdom, cheese is going for 200 lira, little simple. Europe, what are they doing? Who's separating from what these days? cheese. This is a quote. Hard to beat Big Buddha's finest. That's from someone from London, UK. Hey, where's our Netherlands friend? All right, folks, we told you we always do this. We always run out of time and we always go over, but that's all right. But you stayed with us. And
through the very end.
You did it. Give yourselves a round
Thanks
of applause.
For all of our guests tuning in to us this morning.
Yeah, a ton of those.
And listening to us and having fun.
And blogging with us. We really, really, really love your input. We love chatting back and forth with you and spending the morning with you. We're sorry it's so early. Everyone's like, why is it this later? And we're like,
That's why we had to get on the women's sex this morning.
That's right. We need to go. We've got busy days ahead.
What do we do? People to see. People to educate.
That's right. Get out there. Come on down. Come to Tumbleweed Health Center. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. 6103. We're in the back. Come see us. chctucson@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Growers Health, for supporting us. And everybody else that does. We love everybody out there. We're so proud and honored to be a part of this beautiful plant baby. Thank you, Cannabis Kids, for always being here. It means more than you'll ever know.
You're welcome, my friend. I enjoy it every time I'm here.
And thank you, everybody. Silver Sister around the island. Z family over there. Hi,
Z family.
Remember, the most important thing.
Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate. Bye, folks. See you next Wednesday.
Woo-hoo.